Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're in the dog days of summer, but for animal shelters, this time of year has another name, kitten season. As temperatures start to warm, shelters see a surge in newborn cats, typically peaking in the summer. While shelters expect a dramatic increase in kittens every year, the sheer number of tiny newborn felines brought through their doors can put a strain on the system. During this time, a local nonprofit, the Sacramento Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, also known as the SPCA, provides a host of resources to support cats and keep the population under control. Here to tell us more about kitten season is the Sacramento SPCA's Chief Executive Officer, Jennifer Brent, and Chief Development Officer, Sarah Haney. Welcome to Insight.
Thank you and welcome.
Thank you.
So I think a lot of people in the area have heard of the SPCA and connect that with adopting animals or taking their pets for maybe neutering or spaying. But I would just love to learn more about the history of this organization. How long has it been around?
Well, the Sacramento SPCA will be celebrating its 135th anniversary next year.
Wow.
So that means we're 134 years young, 134 years of serving the community. We've grown exponentially, of course, during that time. And we are very proud to be one of the largest providers of spay-neuter in the United States.
So my feed, whether like on any social media channel I have, is like kittens, right? You know, from one shelter to the next to other rescue organizations. Why is summer, the warmer months, kitten season?
Well, part of the reason that summer is the peak season for kittens has to do with when they go into heat. And here in California, with our temperate climate, we start kitten season even earlier than other parts of the year. And with climate change, we're seeing kitten season extend even longer. So kittens might have been, in the past, just a spring-summer event. We are seeing kittens almost year-round now.
Oh. How does it put a strain on the system, on not only the SPCA, but other area animal shelters?
Yeah, so this is the time of year where animal shelters all around us are being flooded with underage kittens. And really, prevention is key at this point in time, which is why we're huge advocates and one of our highest priorities is spay and neuter. And one of the things with kitten season is many of the cats that are coming to us are community cats or free-roaming cats. So these are outside cats that tend to have multiple medical issues, and so they require specialized care. And that is why our shelters are in need of support, because these animals come to us, they provide specialized medical care, and we also do spay and neuter for them, and all of this with the help of foster families, too.
How big of a role, I would imagine it's a big one, that spaying and neutering plays in managing like a feral cat population?
Absolutely, because when you can think about the heat cycle for a cat, one female cat and her litter can have hundreds of cats if they're left unaltered. So for us, again, we're trying to tackle prevention while caring for the cats that come into our facility is essential. Spay and neuter is really the solution to helping unwanted population prevention.
So what is the state of this unwanted feral cat population? Have you made progress? I mean, collectively, like across the area, like what does the population look like today compared to years prior?
We have absolutely made an impact. In last year, in 2025, the Sacramento SPCA sterilized over 7,000 community cats. That being said, every day more cats are being born, and unless people are proactively seeking out sterilization and spay neuter for their cats, it's something that really, unfortunately, doesn't see an end. It's very important that people understand that when they move, that cats can't survive on their own. They really need somebody to care for them. So don't abandon your animal when you move. Cats, yes, they can hunt, and at the same time, they really flourish in a home where they can get proper veterinary care, such as being altered.
So if there is a stray cat in your neighborhood, you're listening to this and you're like, okay, what can I do? What can they do?
Yeah, especially if you find a litter of kittens, right? Leave the litter of kittens initially, because mom is most likely out hunting and foraging. If mom does not come back, that's the time when you can go ahead and bring them into a local animal shelter like ours. You know, we care for nearly 1,000 underage kittens each year, and we really do that because of our foster families, right? Because having those underage kittens in the shelter is not good for their health. So what we ask you to do is wait. Don't take them yet. See if their mom is just out hunting and foraging. And then if they look to be in distress, that's the time that you would bring them to the animal shelter.
Okay. If it is an adult cat that is astray and, you know, you're able to determine it doesn't have a home and you would like to know, well, is it neutered and spayed? Is there something I can do? What is the right way to approach a stray cat?
So one of the services that we perform when an animal is being altered with us include an ear tip. So that means clipping off just the very end of a cat's ear, and that enables us to identify that that cat has been sterilized, and that is a national practice so that you're able to look, because sometimes, especially if the animal has been altered when they're quite young, it's hard to see a scar. It's hard to see those incisions. So you would need to capture the animal, either bring it to a veterinarian or to the shelter to be able to tell whether or not the animal is fixed. If the ear tip has not been completed. We're very fortunate in having an amazing funding group. We have a feline spay-neuter endowment as well as an operating fund. So we offer those spay-neuter appointments. We do all of our Sunday clinics, so that's 75 cats every Sunday, and 10 appointments Monday through Saturday at zero cost to the public, so that we're able to get as many cats fixed as we possibly can. And as I mentioned, that includes an ear tip, that includes flea treatment, that includes all the things that are going to be necessary that we can do in a one-stop shop to let that animal thrive.
Do those appointments book up pretty quickly?
They do book up very quickly, but they can be done online, and we are very, very fortunate to be able to offer them.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a lot, but, you know, it's not surprising that they book up pretty quickly. You also mentioned that foster families are huge. I mean, these are essentially volunteers, right, that are taking kittens into their home.
Yes, and that's one of the major ways that people can help during kitten season. We are actively recruiting for foster families right now. If you go to our website, sspca.org/foster. You can do an online orientation. We have all the information there on how you can help. Again, we don't want underage kittens in the shelter environment, right? We want to keep them away from potential disease. So having that respite at a foster family is the best place for them. And once they're big enough, they come back to us for any specialized veterinary medical care and to be spayed and neutered.
What makes a family or just a person a good candidate to be a foster?
I think being a great foster family to a cat really just means loving animals. You need to have dedication. These cats need round-the-clock care, just like a human baby when they're very, very young. And fortunately, they grow up quickly, but you do need to feed them in the middle of the night. You need to make sure that they're going potty. So it's somebody with dedication who loves animals, has compassionate, and it doesn't take a lot of space. We provide all of the food and medical care, so there's no cost to the foster family. So we really just need cat lovers and people who really have the dedication to get up in the middle of the night and do that additional feeding as they grow.
Yeah, that little bottle feeding. Yeah, it is important. So, of course, you can volunteer your time as a foster family. You can adopt a cat if that fits your lifestyle. What other ways can people step in and help?
Absolutely. So we are very fortunate to be able to provide free spay and neuter services every Sunday, like Jennifer mentioned. But also we have 10 surgical slots every day, Monday through Saturday. That's also free for any cats trapped in the Sacramento County region. We're able to do that thanks to monetary donations. So we are always accepting donations. It helps us continue to provide the great services that we do. They can visit sspca.org/donate. And we have a community cat clinic button that they can select and make a donation to specifically help our kittens during kitten season.
Well, Sarah and Jennifer, thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much.
Jennifer Brent is the Chief Executive Officer and Sarah Haney is the Chief Development Officer for the Sacramento Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, the SPCA. We've been talking about the resources they provide to the community during kitten season, the time of year when a surge of cats are born during the warmer months. We have a link to their website where you can learn more on our Insight page. And that is it for Insight today. You can learn more about our guests at capradio.org/insight. You can also subscribe to the Insight podcast on Apple or Spotify. And if you want to send us an email, we're at insight@capradio.org. Thank you to producers Andrew Garcia, Sarit Lashinsky, and editor Jen Picard. Insight's technical director is Mark Jones. Our audio engineer is Evan Matchler. Our original show music is produced by Adrian Gilmore. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for joining us. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here tomorrow.